This is a special series of Bible studies on the Gospel of Mark. It was done at the request of the Far East Broadcasting Company. The scripture reading is done by my good friend Ken Brooks. Yes, this is the Emmaus Bible Hour, a program for you and your family, a time to study the Bible together. Often we read of crimes being committed today in broad daylight with people watching. A victim may call for help, but no one will lift a finger to help the one being robbed or injured. When the police ask why, they only shrug their shoulders and say, "I didn't want to get involved." The disciples were a little like that in our lesson today. 4,000 people needed to eat. They had been following the Lord Jesus. But the disciples weren't anxious to get involved in KP duty. But the Lord Jesus wanted them fed, and so he fed them just as he had the 5,000 a little earlier. We're continuing our studies through the book of Mark. Today we're beginning chapter 8. Let's open our Bibles now and read along with Ken Brooks. Mark 8, verses 1, 2, and 3. Ken is reading from the NASB translation.
In those days again, when there was a great multitude and they had nothing to eat, he summoned his disciples and said to them, "I feel sorry for the multitude, because they have remained with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their home, they will faint on the way. And some of them have come from a distance."
The Lord Jesus is back in the area where the wild man of Gadara had been. When he was there before, the people asked him to leave. The Lord Jesus left, but the man out of whom the demons had gone was to stay and to proclaim what great things the Lord had done for him. And now as the Savior returns to this area, we see great multitudes following. Was this the result of his faithful witness? But now there's the problem of food. The Lord Jesus has compassion on this great multitude that had been with him for 3 days. He calls the disciples to him to communicate that love and compassion to them. But notice their response. Mark chapter 8, verse 4.
"And his disciples answered him, 'Where will anyone be able to find enough to satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness?'"
We could hardly say that this was the answer of faith. Didn't they remember how he fed the 5,000? No, they had forgotten, just as we do so often. So we forget the things that the Lord has done for us in the past. And so he begins to teach them the lesson again.
"And he was asking them, 'How many loaves do you have?' And they said, 7. And he directed the multitude to sit down on the ground, and taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks and broke them, and began giving them to his disciples to serve to them. And they served them to the multitude. They also had a few small fish, and after he had blessed them, he ordered those to be served as well. And they ate and were satisfied, and they picked up 7 full baskets of what was left over of the broken pieces, and about 4,000 were there, and he sent them away." Mark 8, 5 to 9.
They had 7 loaves and 4,000 people. Before it was 5 loaves and more than 5,000 people. But that made no difference to the Lord Jesus. He was going to perform a miracle that day. And so he satisfied the whole crowd with loaves and fishes. He loved those people. He'd come to seek and to save the lost. He longed to help them spiritually. But he also noticed their need for daily bread. Just a little sidelight. Do you remember how many baskets were gathered up after the feeding of the 5,000? Yes, 12 baskets. And here you notice it was 7 baskets. But they were not baskets of the same size. The 12 baskets in the feeding of the 5,000 were small ones, used by individual Jews to carry food. But the baskets in today's chapter were large hampers, the kind of basket used for Paul when he was let down over the wall of Damascus. Next, the Pharisees come to him asking for a sign. Possibly this was the following day. It tells us in verse 12 that he sighed deeply. He was sad that they would not receive the many signs that he had already given them. He sighed because of such unbelief by religious leaders. The common people heard him gladly. But these men who should have been first to recognize him as the Messiah were still looking for signs. He left the Pharisees and went by boat to the other side of the lake. The disciples had forgotten to take along any bread. When he began to warn them about the leaven of the Pharisees, they right away thought that he was talking about the bread that they had forgotten. And so he had to again speak to them about basics. He reminded them of the 5,000 people that he had fed, and also the 4,000. Why should they be concerned about one loaf of bread when he could feed the multitudes? The disciples were slow to learn, but they were learning. There was a vast difference between the Pharisees and the disciples. The Pharisees did not believe in him, nor did they want to. The disciples believed, but they were slow to comprehend all that was going on around them. The next story may have been a parable for the disciples. Mark 8, verses 22 through 25.
And they came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him, and entreated him to touch him. And taking the blind man by the hand, he brought him out of the village. And after spitting on his eyes and laying his hands on him, he asked, "Do you see anything?" And he looked up and said, "I see, for I am seeing them like trees. See men, for I am seeing them like trees walking about." Then again he laid his hands upon his eyes, and he looked intently and was restored, and began to see everything clearly.
It almost seems that this story is like a parable of the experience of the disciples. They had been blind to Christ's messiahship, and now they were seeing it all very dimly, kind of like trees walking. But before this chapter is over, Peter will be declaring, "Thou art the Christ." We're at about the middle of this book, and we're reaching a mountain peak. I'd like to ask you a question. How do you see the Lord Jesus? Are you blind, like the Pharisees, always questioning, always saying if, always asking for signs? Or do you have that simple faith of a disciple, sometimes slow, but believing, saying like the one man who said, "Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief." The Lord Jesus wants you to come to him with that kind of faith. You may be slow and not fully comprehend it all, but you can say, "Lord, I believe," and ask the Lord to increase your faith and strengthen you in him. ¶¶